test. For those of us not in school anymore, the word probably sounds a bit different to us these days. Our seminarians will have to use their imagination some with this. With no classes to go to, midterms to take, a test probably sounds on the lines of Job's ordeal, a trial, a hardship, a test of faith. We all certainly still take such tests, calling on God for stability in the storm. But Job is not the test-taking example I'm fixed on this morning in our readings. Jesus' journey in our gospel, he plays the role of teacher, offering less carved-in-stone statements on how to treat deceased or family members, more putting forward tests to make those around him really think about their commitment. The best teacher is provocative. Jesus here provokes, telling the one who wants to follow him, who he wants to follow him, to realize this journey offers little rest, no home. Telling those struggling to follow to, in fact, follow. Telling those thinking about following but with other pulls to let the dead bury the dead. Stay focused on what lies ahead, not the family left behind. Jesus' tests are trying to pick at some of those holes in commitment, the way other people or things may take priority. Again, we don't need to codify these words. I'll still be celebrating a funeral tomorrow. You don't need to throw your phone in the vestibule trash can on the way out to cut off family ties. But we are asked to feel provoked today, tested in some way by our good teacher. Where does that test take us? Where are we taken by the test? Jesus asks this morning and awaits our response.